This is Jeremiah.
Hey, Jeremiah. This is Dr. Bone.
Hey, Dr. Bone. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well. You still on the road there?
I am for just a few more minutes.
Okay, good. Well, I got your application and kind of wanted to touch base with you to find out exactly what you were looking for.
Okay.
So what is it exactly? Are you looking for equipment financing or for working capital?
Working capital.
Okay. And what was the ballpark that you were looking for?
Let me think about this for a second.
Sure.
Probably something in the neighborhood of 75 to 100 grand.
Okay. And what are you going to be using the money for?
Well, I've got a couple of new services that I want to implement, and I've got some credit card debt that I want to consolidate, lower the payment on.
Okay. Services. Tell me about the credit card debt. How much do you owe in credit card debt that you're looking to consolidate?
I'd have to get the exact balances. I'm gonna think it's about $40K.
Okay. And how much? Is it high interest on those? Is that why you want to consolidate them, or you just want one payment?
I'm sorry, my GPS was talking while you were talking too.
That's all right. Yeah. Do you? Are they high interest rates? What's the interest rates on those?
I couldn't tell you off the top of my head. I'd have to look.
Okay, no worries.
It's, you know, catching me for about $2,000 in interest a month.
Okay.
I just need to do something different with it.
$2K interest a month. For the new services, what type of new services are you looking to bring on?
Well, we're putting in an in-office dispensary in our urgent care.
Okay.
So there's some costs associated with setup and getting the meds on site.
Okay.
There's some lab testing called pharmacogenomics.
Okay.
There's DNA testing. And we're going to start doing stem cell injections. And so I need about $20K of working capital to get all the equipment and supplies to initiate those resurfaces.
Got it, to get equipment supply. Great. Is that going to bring more business for you when you're able to do that now?
Yeah, it's going to equate to probably about $250,000 in additional gross revenue a year.
Wow. Additional. Okay.
So the reason that we have obtained the credit card debt, we moved into a new facility about 2 years ago, and we doubled our space and size and added an urgent care, and we got a lot of equipment that we had to outfit it with, and so we had on these credit card debt, we had probably about $40K that we put on credit cards when we got the equipment, and then we didn't. When the first probably 6 months we were there, you know, we just didn't hit our projections, and now we're doing really well, but we never get on top of that credit card debt. So, you know, it would allow me to get that in a better situation as far as paying it off, and then allow me to have the working capital implement these new services that'll really put us into a nice profit margin.
Okay. What are you paying on that a month? I know you said you're paying like $2K in interest a month. Are you just paying interest only right now on that?
No, we're paying about $5K a month.
$5K a month. Okay. Okay. All right. And do you have any current working capital loans out right now?
No.
Okay. And do you have any, like, leasing loans out right now on any pieces of equipment?
Yeah, we have one lease, runs $858
a month. $850 a month. Okay. Are you 100% owner of the business there, Dr. Bone?
No, I'm 90% owner, and then our medical director is a 10% owner.
Okay. Medical director is 10%. And what'd you guys do in sales last year?
1.1.
And this year,
1.6. We averaged right at $100,000 in collections, so 1.2.
Okay. And this year, you guys are kind of trending the same. Are you up, down, flat this year?
We're up about 7%.
Oh, okay, nice. It's always good to be up something.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Awesome.
In the second quarter, here we are in the third quarter. This third quarter, we're up about 20% from our margin. So we're on a nice uptrend.
What's the reason you think for that?
We actually implemented, we changed out a provider, one of our medical providers that just wasn't being really productive and wasn't being entrepreneurial.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get providers that, you know, they think that their job is to help the patient and help them with the least amount of expense possible. And that's not really how you do it when you're running a business. So
we changed out
providers, and so that's been tremendous. And then we added a new service center where we are dealing with functional medicine and nutrition for diabetes. And so that's boosted our revenue nicely as well.
Very nice. Okay. So there's definitely something I can do here, especially with the amount that you're looking for. We're looking at right around between 75 to 100K of what I'm able to get for you. How soon were you looking to do something like this to bring it on if I'm able to get you approved?
Now.
Okay. Tell you what. So I believe you filled out an application.
I did.
I am actually going to need, actually I have this here. Okay, this could work. I'm going to need just a short list of items from you. I'm going to need some bank statements and a tax return. Do you want me to send it to the email that I have here? Let me see, make sure it's the right one.
What do you have, sbonepc@gmail.com, or do you have Dr. Bone at Advanced Rehab Medical?
I think I have Dr. Bone. Okay, let me just confirm that. Let me pull up your file real quick. I have Dr. Bone at Advanced Rehab.
Advanced Rehab and Medical.
Yeah, and Medical. Yep. I can't see the whole thing.
That's
okay.
Fine.
Great. I'll send that over to you. I am going to also give you a application that's pretty much already filled out. I just need your actual wet signature on it. Kind of give me authorization to review your file and your credit. How would you rate your credit? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
Right at 800.
Okay, good. Perfect. All right, Dr. Bone, I'll send that over. How soon do you think you can get everything back to me?
Probably tomorrow, because I'm out of town today, so I'll get back in the office. If you need bank statements, tax returns, P&Ls, things like that.
Yeah. Okay, no rush. I will send that over to you, and I'll look forward to your email. Save my number if you have any questions. Give me a ring, and we look forward to doing business with you.
Okay, I appreciate it, Jeremiah.
No problem, Dr. Bone. Have a good one.
All right, you too.
Bye.